Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. July 4th is just around the corner, and many of us will mark it with fireworks and barbecues and family get-togethers or a trip to Summerfest. But don't overlook getting out of town on the Great American Road Trip, whether it's a cross-country sojourn or just a long weekend or even just an afternoon.
It's those latter two ideas, the shorter road trip, that got contributors Dan Harmon and Mark Savage talking. Normally, they talk about cars, but today they're talking about using them, hitting the road, and what makes a good road trip.
We're going to talk about road trips near and far. I'm wondering if you have a favorite. I mean, I think everyone who likes driving does, you know, like if they just have the day free, they'll just go on a country road or they'll go somewhere.
Right. And I think, you know, most of us enjoy getting out. If we're city dwellers, we like to get out in the country every once in a while, whether it's to go to a state park or to go, you know, just take a drive out into the country, which isn't too terribly hard to do around here. And one that we just did over the weekend, and which is probably everybody here has done, especially in the fall, is the Holy Hill area. We drive out there. It's a straight shot, you know, off the highway on 167 to get over to Holy Hill. But there are so many nice roads around there. There's a couple of rustic roads that are, you know, in the area. It's just fun because it's lots of winding roads that, you know, are kind of narrow and tree-lined and just makes for a nice, fun drive, and it's actually pretty shady this time of the year, too. So that's nice if it's a hot day, although we haven't always had a hot summer yet.
Right. One of my favorites is if I'm driving to Madison, and, you know, sometimes that can be slightly irritating, driving on I-94. So a few times I've just not gotten on the freeway and taken 12 and 18 all the way, just giving myself a little more time to stop and have lunch or, you know, the things you see are make the road trip more interesting, like a train car full of windmill blades, you know, like those are the kind of things you'll see or just stop for lunch somewhere. So that's a good one. It's easy to work in if you're on the way to and from Madison.
Right. It's like, say, I think all of the road trips that are fun really is ones you get off the road, off the main highway, and explore a little bit on the side roads and see what there is to see. It's just nice to see how the rest of the world lives out there and what, you know, what's their town look like. I enjoy driving through small towns all the time. And one of the things I like to do, too, is go out to 83 and head up from 94 towards Hartford. And it's a nice winding road again, you know, well-paved, some pretty houses along the way, some golf courses, some lakes and so forth in that area. And you can get off Stone Bank. That area is a pretty area to drive around. And but if you go all the way up to Hartford on it and take a look at the museum up there, the Wisconsin Automotive Museum, I believe it's called, used to be a pickle factory, and it has a lot of cool cars in there. And they've got a steam engine, a big steam engine in there too. So it's you know, it's kind of fun. Kissel was made up in Hartford, so they've got a few Kissels on the floor too. And I imagine a lot of people out there right now are saying, "What the heck is a Kissel?" But it was they started out with kind of a Stutz Bearcat kind of a runabout, and you know, they went from there, but made it up till the Depression or so. But yeah, you know, I think what also makes a good road trip is having a cool destination, someplace you want to go, something you want to see ultimately when you get there. It's the trip along the way is fun, but you got to have something that you're aiming for at the other end too.
And a little more time.
And a little more time, yes. Yeah. There's no reason to be in a hurry when you're out on a reasonable road trip.
Yeah, we could just go on all day about road trips, but I think having it, like I was just, went up to Appleton, and I was with the family, and we drove up, you know, the west side of the lake. But I've done it before where if I had a little more time, I went up the other side of the lake, you know, get off at Fond du Lac and just go up some of the country roads around the other side, which not many people do because it was pretty obvious because there was no traffic at all. It was just two-lane roads. And
well, that's the other cool thing is that you get off the main road and all of a sudden you think, man, I'm the only guy out here, or I only see a car every 10 or 15 minutes. It's a little more relaxing and you see a little more along the way. You know, speaking of going up the lake, you can also go, if you go up to Door County, a lot of people just go to a certain spot. They're going to, you know, Egg Harbor or someplace or Ephraim, and they just want to go there. Well, that's great. But if you can go up maybe the lakeside, the one way up, you know, get all the way up to, is it Gill's Rock, I think, at the end, and then turn around and come down the other side, that's kind of fun too. Plus, you're also going the opposite way most people are because they usually go up the inlet side, you know, the protected side. So I think that's fun. And The other thing that we did one time was you get your boat on or your car on the ferry and go across to Washington Island. That's a fun trip to drive around there. There's a couple lookout points there, and you can take another little ferry over to Rock Island. There's a lighthouse out there. So, you know, again, it's a road trip, but you're also trying to find something that's a little different and out of the way and someplace maybe a lot of other people haven't been, at least not in the last couple of days.
All right. And a question, I guess, around the philosophy of road trips. I'm kind of always a little surprised at this point that no one's into it anymore, or they just, you know, cars are more comfortable than ever, and the mileage has gotten better than ever, and everyone's got satellite navigation, so you're not going to get lost. So where is this sense of exploration that you need in order to really appreciate it, I guess?
Right, and that's something, you know, I've been here and talked about snowmobiling before, and that's one of the joys of snowmobiling is you're kind of going cross-country to see what you can see. And this is the same, only you're in a car. It's probably a little more comfortable and a little warmer, that's for sure. Yeah, I think with the GPS systems now, it's kind of silly not to do that, to get off-road and see what you can see. And, you know, we're all – I think probably the problem here is that so many of us have limited vacation time. You got a week to do whatever you want to do, and you want to get to that other end, like say that nice destination, quicker. So you take off and away you go, and in 2 days you're to wherever you need to be, and then you get 2 days or 3 days there, and then you turn around and drive right back. So – I guess I would just say, you know, first of all, Wisconsin's a beautiful state. So get out there and drive around different places and see all of it, because I've been to pretty much every corner of the state and there's something to be seen in every one of them. And it is amazing how different it can all be.
Yeah. And when I knew that we were going to talk about this, I was thinking, hey, I've actually done quite a few of these. And it's never just because I say I'm going to do a road trip. It's usually worked into something else that I need to do.
Sure.
And a recent one was just driving to La Crosse from Madison. And, of course, I did not take the freeway. I took country roads, essentially, from kind of north of Madison to La Crosse. And it was really amazing. It was beautiful. And not many people from here get down there. So that's another one I'm recommending. Because by the time you get to La Crosse, it's almost like you're in a semi-mountainous area. You've got mountain passes and passing lanes, and it's
really
beautiful.
Right, La Crosse is really kind of a fun place to go and a beautiful spot, too. And if you're there, you can hit Highway 35 and go up and down the Mississippi River. You know, they call it the Great River Road, and for a reason, because it, you know, basically goes, I think, about 200 and some miles up and down the Mississippi River. So either direction you want to go, there's something kind of interesting to see. There's a lot of cliffs and bluffs out there that you can see from various spots and go up on, and a couple of parks out there. So that's a nice thing. I know the motorcycles really love to go out there, and I think if anybody with a convertible, if they can drop the top and ride up and down the river road, that's always a fun outing too.
And my little hidden gem recommendation is Washoe County and Waupaca, because it's just hilly and there's really no reason to go there unless you go there,
right,
unless you've got family or some business there. But it's just a really beautiful place to be, and there's not many people around.
And it's also a great place to snowmobile out there, too.
Okay. Well, it's a double hidden gem then.
Yeah, you can take a winter drive out and then rent a snowmobile out there and go and drive around and have a good time. You know, there's one other one I wanted to mention that was kind of in that same zone of the state anyway, and that is driving down to Galena, and you go through Mineral Point, and which is kind of a fun little historic site for us in Wisconsin. But again, it's real pretty down there. Then you get some prairies, and then you get over by the river where Galena is not too far from the river now. It used to be on the river, I'm told. But U.S. Grant's house is there, and for those of you who may not remember, he was president at one time, a long time ago, after the Civil War. We went there one time, and it was a really interesting little tour, and the downtown is very much kind of an 1880s feel to it. So that's a nice place to end up on a road trip.
Right. Great. And I just wanted to get your opinions and thoughts on not necessarily cross-country road trips, which is a whole other ball of wax, but destination road trips, I guess, because it's no big secret I don't live in Milwaukee anymore. I live on the West Coast. But I just met someone here in Milwaukee 2 nights ago, actually, who flew into Portland, Oregon, and with some friends, and they rented Harley-Davidson motorcycles and just did the whole mountain thing and the coastal thing, and that was the whole point, was they flew in just to drive Harleys through that environment.
Sure, and obviously the Harleys are so good for being outside and seeing everything and really taking in the the scenery and the views. So if you can get up into the mountains, that's even more spectacular than those of us who are trying to peek out of our cars. I know one time we were out in the Yosemite area and had a big sunroof in the van that we were in, and that was awesome too because now you can see up into the mountains as you're driving down in the valleys. So again, plan your road trip. You know, rent a convertible for the weekend. You know, get something that would be fun. Go out and it's not just the driving. It's the, I think, sense of freedom and a little bit of the adventuresome. You know, we know we're not in the wilderness anymore because we're all in our comfortable cars, but it makes you feel good to get out and see some different things and feel like you've been maybe, you know, a couple of spots that are not quite as populated.
All right. It's, I think it's funny that we talk about cars so much that we don't ever talk about actually just getting out and enjoying them.
Right. And if autonomous cars come along, we won't be enjoying them, driving them so much anymore. But let's hope that people can have at least a few more years to get out and see the sights on their own and do it at their own speed.
All right. Well, have a good driving summer, Mark.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Mark Savage writes the auto review column Savage on Wheels for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and SavageOnWheels.com. He is also the executive editor of American Snowmobiler Magazine and editor of Fine Scale Modeler Magazine, both part of the Kalmbach Empire. He joins contributor Dan Harmon every month to talk about cars.
Watch the moon.